Welcome back. An organization called Recovered Souls here in Quincy is hosting a special fundraising walk this coming Sunday up at Pageant Field. And the director of Recovered Souls, Tina Cahill, is joining us to tell us about the organization and about the walk. Great to see you, Tina. Thanks
you
for
too.
Coming
Good
over.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, pleasure, as
having
always.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I was speaking before the program, I had not heard of Recovered Souls until I got the announcement about the walk. And I said, gee, I wonder what that is. Let's reach out to Tina and see how what that is and how she got involved. So what's Recovered Souls?
Well, Recovered Souls is a foundation that was founded in 2017 by some people who worked in the recovery field. And at the time, before I joined them, I was working at Quincy College, so I had met with them to talk about offering some kind of services to help their clients navigate the college admissions process. And at that time, they were ready to kind of hand over the foundation, and I came in as the executive director in 2021. So Recovered Souls is basically, it's a foundation that what we like to say is we help people achieve, maintain, and thrive in their recovery. We don't have any clinical, you know, affiliation. We don't do any clinical work.
Okay.
But what we do is try to help people, you know, what I like to say is that individuals treatment isn't always enough. You know, you can go through treatment, you come out, and then it's a part of the recovery phase is trying to figure out how to maintain and be strong in your recovery and be able to move forward and thrive, you know. And so what we like to do first, you know, what's really important for all people is housing. And we have limited funds, so when we can do it, we help people with recovery home, you know, to get into a recovery home where they're in a safe, structured, clean environment. We work with recovery homes that we've really vetted out and made sure that they offer people great support, peer support, have meetings during the week, make sure people are going to meetings, they're working. And, you know, that's really important, right? We know that for all people. That you need a safe place to live. And especially when you're in recovery, sometimes you need some extra time to really get strong in your recovery, to feel good physically, emotionally, to be able to really succeed. You know, we've helped mothers and fathers who have called us and said, I just can't go home yet. You know, I want to be with my kids, I want to be with my husband or my wife, but I'm not strong enough, and I know that I'll relapse if I don't have more time in recovery.
That's a difficult thing to admit, right, to yourself and then to somebody else, but to be that self-aware that you know you're not ready yet.
You're not ready.
Yeah.
And some people do go home,
and
then they find that it's just not right,
right,
and they end up back in treatment or, you know, going back to a recovery home that they felt like was good for them.
Yeah.
And that's really, really important, I really feel. And again, we really try to make sure we're working with recovery homes that are offering people what they need. Is it always perfect? Does it always work? Are people, you know, sometimes people will ask me, they said, well, what do you think? What's your success rate? I said, first of all, it's not our success rate, right? It's the success rate of the individual. But if that one individual can really grab a hold of their recovery, you're helping their parents, their siblings, their family, their friends, their colleagues, their community. It's one person has a ripple effect, right?
Because addiction doesn't affect just that one person.
Not
at
all.
Yeah.
And not at all. And you know, we see families and kids that if their mother or father is doing well, they're doing better.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's an important piece of what we do, which I think is really critical in helping people if they need more time in a secure environment.
Sure.
But then I look at it and I said, you know, once I came into the foundation, I said, you know, what's the next step for people? A lot of times they maybe lost their job or they're working in a they call it a get well job, which where they're not making a lot of money. They don't want people to have too much stress and too much responsibility because that can also trigger. But it's also a lot of times not enough.
Yes.
And so what we try to do and what we've been doing is helping people with, now that we have the Mass Educate and Mass Reconnect, helping people to take advantage of the free college, community college certificates and degrees. And when I was working at the college, what I found was that people who are a little bit vulnerable would come in and say, would say, okay, now go to the second floor to financial aid, and then go do your paperwork at the, you know, at the registrar, yeah, and then go here. And they'd be like, yeah, yeah, okay, good, yeah. And then they'd leave.
Oh, really?
Because it's intimidating, you know?
The process.
The process. Yeah. It's a big process, okay, especially the financial aid process and a lot of things.
Well, you need a lot of documentation, right? A lot of forms to fill out.
Folks and even if it's not a lot, even if for you and I it might not be, you know, it seems like it's an easy process.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's not. Hmm. So we've added a component where we are helping people navigate that system.
Okay.
You know, if
okay,
I talk to someone, I'll say, okay, well, you're going to need your high school diploma. You're going to need your, you know, tax returns. You have to fill out this form. So we walk them through the steps. And I'd say probably 8 out of 10 times, once we get people on that track, they take off and
okay,
they're doing really
well.
They
just need a little hand-holding
to get started.
They just
need some, yeah, it takes away some of that intimidation,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a really good piece as well for what we do, because now it gets people to a professional level, hopefully, where they can, you know, maintain a good lifestyle.
Well, puts them on a path, right?
Puts them on a path.
Yeah.
And then the third thing that we found was kind of an interesting thing to help people with is some personal enrichment. You know, we've done and we do fitness memberships, you know, whereas we might bring someone to Planet Fitness and get them a yearly membership, which would cost the foundation maybe $300. But if someone's just making enough money to pay their rent,
it
can be a big chunk of money.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think sometimes people might say, you know, I'm doing all the right things. I just can't do anything extra. And then get frustrated and maybe not feel like they're doing as well as they
slide back, perhaps.
Slide back, okay, you know. So I think these are things that we've been really able to nurture, you know, put in place, and we find that we're getting some good success. We just finished a HISET GED program, help people get their diplomas, which they need for work.
It's a basic now, right?
It's basic. Yeah. You need it for work. You need it to get into college. You need it for, you know, so many things.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
So we just did that. And we're actually partnering with Quincy College right now. They're running computers for the workplace, which we've run a couple of eight-week programs for people's. The computers for the workplace really works on the Microsoft Office.
Oh, sure.
And gets people, you know, familiar with all those components, which is good for work, but it's also good for college.
Absolutely.
Or for personal, you know, benefits. So we're offering scholarships to help people take part in that program as well.
Excellent.
So, yeah, these are the kinds of things we're doing.
Is there an actual physical building for Recovered Souls?
No, our office is at 1400 Hancock Street. And we do a lot of partnerships with different, like the college. When we're running our the HISET GED, our own computers for the workplace courses, we asked and worked with President DeCristofaro to use some of their space.
Sure.
And the reason why I like using the college's facilities is because it gets people there and comfortable with the building
the campus setting.
And it, once they're done, it might intrigue them to look at enrolling in some other of the skill training certificate programs. Not necessarily has to be a degree.
That's right.
And get them, you know, familiar with the back and being familiar to go there if they need to go.
They kind of already feel like a student, right?
Yeah.
As part of the community there. Yeah.
I like doing that. I prefer, even if I had the space in our office to do it, I wouldn't. I think it's better to do it at the college.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. So it's Recovered Souls is a 501c3 nonprofit,
yes,
right?
Nonprofit.
Yeah.
Yep.
7 years old now, something like that?
Yeah, 2017. Okay. But I took over in 2021 with two of our board members. We're actually growing the board now.
Hmm.
And when I came in, I kind of looked at everything they were doing, making sure all the, you know, all the business protocols and everything were in place, and then trying to assess what really makes sense for them, for the foundation to be offering to people in the recovery world.
Yeah.
So,
how did you yourself get involved? You know, what is it that drew you to it?
Well, I went to them, you know, because I thought the college admissions process was something that people in recovery or anyone, like I said, vulnerable populations.
So you saw them firsthand at Quincy College.
Yeah,
right?
And I would see them coming in.
Yeah.
So I went to the people who were running Recovered Souls at the time, and also a treatment facility, and said to them, you know, this might be a partnership where we can help your clients get into some kind of professional skill training. And we had had multiple conversations, and then at one point they said, you know, we really don't feel like we're running the foundation the way it should be run. Would you want to come and join it and, you know, kind of take it and see what you can do?
Yeah.
And so that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And would you say you've had success so far?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very fulfilling.
I bet.
I actually shared on my social media the other day.
Yeah.
I had a girl that I had met 3 years ago, helped her with sober living, helped her with her HICET GED, helped her figure out what she wanted to do in a college setting. She wanted to be a nurse.
Wow, okay.
So she texted me a couple of weeks ago,
and
she said, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm two classes away from taking the exam to enter my nursing program.
Wow.
I've been sober for 3 years, I think more. She's working full time. She's taken her classes. She's going to enroll in nursing. And she said, I want to thank you and Recovered Souls for getting me here. It's because of you. And, you know, we get one.
You talk about rate of success. It's
like
100%
that,
for that girl,
her.
Right?
I mean, everything we did, everything we could offer her. And we also helped her with the gym membership.
Okay.
And so that right there is, it just shows, but, you know, people need to take advantage of the opportunities.
It works both
right?
ways, right?
Right.
I mean, they have to be open to the opportunities and be willing to put the work in to
exactly.
go through the process, and you have to be there to help them through
right.
that.
Right, and you know, we've had
history.
People who have taken advantage of some of the opportunities and then just not fulfill them, you know, and drop out. So that's where it comes down to, you know, and that one girl, young woman, you know, hey, I'm going to go home. I'm going to see my family for the first time in so much, you know, X amount of time.
Yeah.
So
I bet
that's
you teared up.
Oh, I got a call from a man the other day. We helped him with some, you know, sober living recovery home to get in. You know, typically we'll help them with a couple of weeks to get them into the house, and then it's up to them.
Yeah.
And he literally cried and said, thank you. You know, this is really, I want you to hear this. And we don't always get that, you know,
right.
we'll get a note
well,
every
sure.
now and then.
Yeah.
And he was really thankful. And, you know, and what I say to people is, you know, be good to yourself. You know, going into recovery and trying to become clean and sober is for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not for anyone right now, it's for you.
Yep.
And if you're good to yourself, good things will happen. And that's kind of where it goes. You know?
How do you find your clients, Tina? How does that connection happen?
So in the 3 years that I've been here, I've built some relationships with people that either run treatment centers, recovery homes, people in the community, people who are out there. You know, when it's a multitude of different components that helps people.
Mm.
It can be individuals helping each other in AA meetings, NA meetings. People who are in work in treatment facilities, people who work in the recovery homes. So I built relationships with people, and whenever I have a question about something new that I'm coming across, or a new recovery home, or someone who calls me on something, I have people that I can call and say, hey, what do you think about XYZ?
Okay.
And they're people who have been involved for so many years that they can give me some good insight into the direction that we need to be going in. Which has been really, really helpful.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's a big issue in our community, as
Absolutely.
We all know. And so there's plenty of people out there who have the insight and understand what it's all about and how to navigate, and that's been very helpful to me.
Sure.
And that's when I said, when I first came in, taking that first year or so to really learn what the need is, who we're helping, how we can help. And it took time to kind of figure all of that out. And that's why we're kind of getting, like we talked about a little bit earlier, getting a little bit out in the community a little more and highlighting what we do. But prior to that, I needed to feel comfortable with what the mission was and what we were really doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Part of that reach out is a big fundraising walk coming up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me about this.
So we're having, on October 6th, we're going to be running Quincy Recovery Walk. We're going to start up at Pageant Field, which is gorgeous. It's a beautiful setting. The day is supposed to be beautiful.
Yes, it'll look good.
And
for that, yeah.
It's a 3-mile loop that goes Faxon, to Furnace Brook, Quincy Shore Drive, mm-hmm. comes back around and mm-hmm. ends up at Pageant Field. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna, and what we wanna do is celebrate people in recovery,
okay.
people who've really been able to get their recovery. Recognize people who work in recovery, who really give their life. I mean, these people are committed to helping others. And we have Dan Forrest, who runs a couple of recovery homes here in Quincy. Mm-hmm. Sherry Duggan, she runs, I think, 4 women's homes, recovery homes. Sarah O'Brien, who's been a great partner for me, she works with ARC Behavioral Health in Quincy.
Yep.
And she's been a really great someone from the beginning who I've been able to tap into and who helps a lot of people. And then Eddie McGrath, and he runs Rockland Recovery. They also have an office here in Quincy mm-hmm. who has built a really good recovery treatment center. So we're going to recognize them, and then we're going to take a minute just to have a moment of intention for people who continue to struggle.
Yes.
And then have this walk and come back to the field, and we'll have some refreshments, and it's free to the walkers. We've had some amazing sponsors. I'd be here for a while mentioning them all, but the two main sponsors we have is Eddie McGrath and Rockland Recovery, and Tom McFarland and the McFarland family are our main event sponsors
Super.
For the day. Yeah. So.
And folks, can they make a donation at this walk if they choose?
They can donate. If anyone wants to donate, you go to recoveredsouls.org, and you can donate online, or send a check or whatever. There's information on the website for that. But we'd love people just to come and enjoy the day, and again, just have a day of celebration for people in recovery and recognition for those who
Will you have some of the folks that have gone through the programs
I hope so. I mean, I think we're going to have a lot of people there,
and their families
and the people in the community.
Sure.
It should be great.
Do you find that your work with the Quincy School Committee, with the Quincy Public Schools, helps you in this role?
Think, you know, one of the things that I thought about when I was on the as a school committee member, and I was listening to, we have Mara Papil, who runs the guidance department, and we talk a lot about emotional health and helping students. I think that, you know, schools are different today. Mm. It's not just about academics, and treating kids with their emotional issues is really important, and I think that that is part of what some people who struggle with addiction have issues that, you know, they maybe have experienced as younger individuals. And I think the work that we're doing in the schools, again, maybe doesn't help everyone, but if we can help some kids figure out how to manage their emotions and their tendencies and the issues that have come their way, it might help them to not have issues later.
Not self-medicate, right?
Yeah.
Or not make some poor choices.
Exactly.
When they get older. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part. And we didn't have that growing up as much, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, you just went to school and that's it. So it seems like it's a lot for the schools, and it is a lot.
Yes.
And I said to Mara one day, you know, I don't envy the work that you do because of its complexity, but I thank you for the work that you do because of its complexity.
Exactly.
You know,
right, yeah.
And if we help these kids before they get to a point where they're in crisis, I think that's where we should be making some changes.
Sure. So. You mentioned you're trying to expand the board, so should folks reach out to you
if anyone is interested in joining the board. Definitely reach out to me. We have 2 new members coming on, which is great.
Yep.
And expand what we're doing, and hopefully get some good direction and keep on growing.
Yeah, and come by this Sunday and take part in the walk, right?
We'd love that. Love to meet you there.
How many folks do you expect?
I don't know. Last year was our first year. We had maybe 50 people, but the weather wasn't great.
Oh, yes.
And we had a great day. It was great. I think with the weather being better today, and we've been having some pretty good outreach. So I don't know. Double that, maybe more.
All right.
So
we'll see what
happens. Hopefully it'll be fun. Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by. Great to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
You're very
welcome. I really appreciate
it. Our pleasure.
Thank you.
We hope we helped your missions just a little bit here.
Thanks, Joe.